Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robert Montgomery, RobertMontgomery. Date of service is 10/6/2023. Date of birth is 5/12/1960. Date of accident, August 10, 2020. The patient presented himself for a evaluation for follow-up visit. He was last seen in March 9, 2023. The patient reports that his pain in the neck and the lower back and the right knee and right elbow are quite severe, between 6 to 8, and the ADLs are affected up to 7. And he has not found much relief, only 40% relief has been obtained. He has been undergoing treatments at physical therapy and chiropractic treatment at the McLaren Hospital area. Area providers, and the patient report that 40% relief is obtained. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for additional history, as well as for the substance abuse and for the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 130/86, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam is same as in the previous visit of 2/28/2023. Dictation number is 0303-085, along with diagnosis. The plan is that the patient wants to be seen by a surgeon. His name is Dr. Shell. We are releasing the records. And he wants to, he's a spine surgeon, and he wants to consult with them to see if any surgical relief can be obtained. His MRIs were found positive. He had a MRI of the left shoulder that shows tendinosis of the supraspinatus tendon without any full thickness tear. In the cervical spine, there is a diffuse osteophyte complex at C23, C45, and C67, while there is a herniated disc at C34 and C5 and 6, leading to narrowing of the neural foramina and a mass effect on the spinal cord. Patient did have one cervical epidural injection at our office 11/4/2022. He also underwent 5 lumbar epidural and 2 right-sided sacroiliac joint injections. And he was found to have a sacroiliac joint involvement. The lumbar MRI shows herniated disc at L5-S1. Is also found to be suffering from a brain trauma due to the TBI as a result of this impact, for which he has been seeing counseling as well as neuropsych people at the therapy place near Flint. We have not signed his therapy. We are forwarding his records to Dr. Chanel, S-C-H-E-L-L. He's a spine surgeon in Flint area. We have requested the patient to return at his convenience. And he is advised to continue his neuropsych and psychiatry reference and neurology reference. The pain medication that are provided to him are Mobic, 7.5 mg to twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica was provided 50 mg twice a day for healing, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. He is already getting some oxycodone from his primary physician for his pre-existing issues, and his NAPs and labs have been reviewed. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time if he chooses to. His urine drug screens are reviewed from the past and a new one has been obtained. Thank you.